The idea of receiving a gift ignites anticipation in most of us, does it not? Coming to an anniversary, maybe thinking, oh, are they going to remember? Will they think to give me this? Or being really surprised by something you didn't expect. Young children certainly teach us just how organic this anticipation is to our nature. Watching young children, when they comprehend about Christmas, when they go over that threshold, a tree with pretty boxes underneath, knowing their name is on some of those, at least that part of Christmas, that anticipation they have, the playing they do, trying to figure out what's in there. And it is a delight, is it not, to behold their anticipation, and then if they unwrap something they sorely wanted, to see their thrill of discovery. I think that's why cameras were invented. Now, it is the case that not every child of any age confers delight on every gift. There are some times when it's just not the right one. Charles Schulz comments on this through his cartoon character, the curmudgeon Lucy, who at Christmas in the Charlie Brown Christmas show, all of you seen that? You know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah, okay. She's complaining to Charlie Brown about how unhappy she is. She never gets anything she wants. Just stupid stuff, she says. Well, what is it you want? Charlie asks her. Real estate. Two perspectives on gifts received, right? One evidenced by delight, the other by disdain. There's also a third reaction, though. A gift given and the failure to recognize its value, right? Those are the more intangible gifts sometimes. They don't come wrapped in pretty paper in a box. Young Timothy in our text today is having a hard time. He's leading a fledgling group of Christians in a tough, tough setting, and things are not going well for him. His beloved mentor, Paul, is in prison, disgraced by being imprisoned. He's been a threat to the empire. He's thought to be a traitor by his teachings. Timothy's own society takes offense and scoffs at the idea of worshiping a dying savior. So he feels he's lost face. He feels ashamed for believing in Jesus the Christ. So in his letter to Timothy, Paul attempts to encourage him, to help him rebuff the idea of shame and to claim the glory of his faith. Paul does this by reminding Timothy of all that Timothy has been given. First, he names Timothy his beloved child. He is the recipient of a father's love, this young man. The devoted love of this person, Timothy, does himself respect and love, telling Timothy he is not alone. Even though distance keeps them separate, prison keeps them from visiting, Paul's spirit is with Timothy. Then Paul speaks of the nurture of Timothy's grandmother and mother and the faith they passed on to him, they gifted to him. And then Paul references the gift of God laid upon Timothy's head, the commendation, ordination, blessing, if you will, that Paul conferred on Timothy that led to him being in charge of this congregation. All of these gifts surround and affirm Timothy, testify to his worth. Paul then speaks of the gifts that God confers on all believers, Timothy included, a spirit of inner strength and ability of character, of love, of a sound mind, the ability to think through things and to keep one's head, sound judgment. Those who trust in God and in the saving work of Jesus need never shrink in shame. We can live our faith boldly and face down derision and ridicule. We can look at derision and ridicule in the eye and declare it has no power over us. No power to define who we are or to set the rules of what is of value and what is not. Scoffers are those who do not recognize the value of the gifts on offer. They are the Lucys of the world. Elijah, Lermayante, CJ, and TJ, you are young men who can claim gifts of great and eternal value. You have been blessed with parents and grandparents who comprehended the importance and eternal value of baptism. You have been blessed with an entire community of mentors and friends who love you. You can claim the commendation and blessing that they are going to confer on you this morning, for they see what stellar qualities reside in each one of you. And you have been claimed by God and endowed with the gifts of inner strength and ability, of love that can endure all things, a good sense, the ability to keep your head through the abiding presence of God's Holy Spirit, who is at the ready to help you do what you know you ought to do and who you are called to be. And while the implications of all of this is just beginning to unfold in your young lives, and while there will be times when you will feel discouraged, as did Timothy, and will want to run to the hills that glitter with false gold, hold to this. When Paul wrote that letter to Timothy all those faraway years ago, what he wrote was a letter inspired by God, meant for young men like you, to encourage you that whenever you're feeling overwhelmed and discouraged and besieged by whatever, do this, as Paul says. Rely on the power of God who saves you, makes you whole, calls you with a holy calling, not according to your own efforts or works, but according to God's own purpose and grace. And God does indeed have a purpose for each of you, and grace abounding to bring to it vibrant life and blazing light.